You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, old school. Once again, I want to thank Dr. Razdan, Advanced Medical Imaging, 7601 Pioneers Boulevard. We did not get to it, where we are going to get to it now. It is their our 5-year anniversary of being open. They opened during COVID. Mm. But that takes some cojones.
Woo.
So, you know,
full speed ahead.
Yeah,
not stopping
gonna,
now.
We're going to open up a surgery center and nothing happened. But you know what? I think would allow them to do it probably to understand what everybody need. Listen, if you can open up a surgery center that advances what they've done, obviously with the name Advanced Medical Imaging, and do well, you are servicing people during a unique time. So to service people right now, you know, is I wouldn't say it's child's play, but they've done a really good job. The highest satisfactory rating of a surgery center in the state of Nebraska. And there's some pretty good ones, but they're the best. That's why I like them. And let me tell you something. It's being a former athlete, got a lot of stuff going on from head to toe. There's not a place in my body that's not damaged. To have somebody.
Your heart's good.
Yeah, heart's good. I hope so. That have a team of people led by Dr. Razdan and then Dr. Finn. And you talk about leadership all the time. We talked about with Strick, with the basketball program, what could he do? The reason why Fred's been successful and why the expectations are so high is because of leadership. So with them, they have great leadership over there, which goes down to every single person that works there. They have a standard of excellence, but then also execution. They've done me right. They've pointed me in the right direction. They've deterred me from places that I maybe not wanted to go, put me on right on the right path. And my situation's a little bit different because literally from head to toe, I'm destroyed. So
you've taken more of a beating than the average person.
Right. But they've helped me kind of say, okay, this might be number one on the list. Mm-hmm. This is number five, but this could actually turn to number one if you don't address number five. So it's a unique process. So in a lot of places, it's kind of like a assembly line. Just get you in, get you out. Don't even know your name, whatever. And for him or everybody at AMI, they've done a really good job. Not only for me, but everybody that I've sent over there have been, you know, obviously more than pleasantly pleased. So 5-year anniversary, opened up during COVID, kicked butt and continue to kick butt. Expanded too, because they've kind of combined one side to another. I had to learn the hard way because I went the wrong way. Austin, I think one time I was on the initial when I went in there where they kind of do, you know, MRIs and stuff, and then they do, you know, kind of look in there and do the, like, I guess I'll call it the ultrasound or whatever. Well, I was supposed to be the other one. They're like, oh, I was breaking through stuff, and I probably needed to be, you know, ushered the other way, but they took care of me and they always do. And then great service over there. So I want to show appreciation there again, number one satisfactory rating in the state of Nebraska just in 5 years. So that means they have put a lot of thought and a lot of, you know, energy into being the best. So I want to thank him coming again. But Austin, since we only got about 6 minutes, I wanted to ask you, I know we were going to do, but I wanted to ask you about this though. One of my biggest rivals from the NFL.
Oh, boy.
Just got a head coaching job.
He did.
In Bowling Green.
Taking over, following the Urban Meyer footsteps.
Well, I'm reading right here, and the thing you sent me is that Urban Meyer sold Bowling Green on Eddie George, and he sold Eddie George on Bowling Green.
That's a deal maker. What do you, that's an agent.
Yeah, give it up to Well, that's where Urban Meyer got started. Mm-hmm. And so he knows it. Bowling Green is, I went out there for an NFL thing. It's a nice campus, and it's probably gotten bigger. You know, I liked it. I was pleasantly surprised. A little hard to get to, but that ain't going to change. Mm. What are your thoughts on Eddie George going from Tennessee State? I think he won their league this year. I think it was. And then worked his way up, you know, kind of the first one, I guess, him and Deion, but he went to Tennessee State. Talk about how do you think Eddie George would do at Bowling Green? And do you think this is a stop, you know, for, you know, potential bigger things?
Well, let's not forget that this is the same Eddie George that interviewed with the Chicago Bears. Sure. For whatever reason, however interested in him they were or were not, he still got an NFL head coaching interview.
Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal. I mean, Bowling Green is not exactly a powerhouse program. I mean, Urban Meyer was only there for 2 years, went 17-6, has made a decent run of bowl games in the early 2000s to the mid 2010s, went through quite a bit of a lull. Scott Leffler gets there. And of course, Harold Fannin is the guy that I am interested to see where he goes in the NFL draft. Guy that was the most productive tight end we've really ever seen in a single season in college football history. So not an ideal time to be walking in the door when you lose one of the best players there in the conference. But you got to shout out Eddie George for the work he did at Tennessee State. I mean, he started out 5-6, 4-7, got to 6-5, above 500 last year, and then 9-4, 6-2 in the league, tying for first place, made the playoffs down there at that level.
At Tanger Outlets, find all the best brands all on sale every day. Step into the season's newest arrivals and save big on the styles you love. Shop Under Armour, Michael Kors, Crocs, and more. With up to 70% off plus an extra 25% off for a limited time. Hurry in for amazing deals from the brands you love. Only at Tanger Outlets.
I don't know how it's going to translate. Yeah. But I think it can only be good things, right? Eddie George, obviously somewhat familiar with Ohio and that area there for Bowling Green. So I'm sure the ties won't hurt anything. I'm just curious to see how it works. I don't know enough about him as a coach to have a full opinion. I will say it doesn't seem like it's for flash, for pop, for pizzazz. It seems like there's actual meat on the bone, actual coaching reasons to go get Eddie George. So more power to him and more power to Bowling Green.
Yeah, I think he'll do well. I mean, we were rivals when we played, but I got a ton of respect for him. He was a great player.
You should go coach Akron.
Me?
Yeah.
And play. Yeah, that handshake would be pretty. Hey, you remember me? He'd probably say no. but I think he'll do well. I think he's done really well at Tennessee State. I think, you know, the funny thing is, I think he had to fight and claw to get that job, and he didn't have any. Yeah, you know, a coaching experience. You know, I think he was acting on Broadway and then doing some like real TV and media stuff, and you know, got the bug. And I think he did, you know, a really good job. And he had the most wins. I think he had 17 wins in the last two seasons, or maybe 15 wins in the last two seasons there.
Yeah, 15-9 the last two with the playoff appearance.
And so, I mean, he's obviously built that program up. And then he goes to a Bowling Green team that I don't think is a dumpster fire. I think the head coach just went to go be the Eagles quarterbacks coach, and they are coming off a bowl trip. Mm-hmm. So there's more there. And obviously, you know, you lose a really good player in the tight end, but I think Eddie George will be able to, within the 5 years that he's there. And I think this 5 year contract is really a 5 year contract with him. I think with the transfer portal and the rev sharing, the trickles down, obviously these guys are at FCS or whatever, or not the FCS, but I think they're obviously not Power Four, so they're more, I guess, MAC Group of Five. If he isn't successful instantly, they won't pull the plug because they can't financially, right? So they're really investment in there. So I think the timing is right for him. I think the opportunity is right, you know, for all parties involved. You know what I'm saying? And he's a big enough, he's a huge name. It's not like you're getting
5 year deal for him.
Yeah, 5 years.
That's pretty good.
So I think that's what I'm saying. It's a real 5 year deal. Yeah. You know, where sometimes they sign these coaches, or at least previous, where they could really, you know, weren't afraid of the buyouts, 5 years, or find a reason to, you know, try to cause, and then, you know, all that type of stuff. So I think he'll do well. I think he'll build it. I think his name, you know, brings a lot of cachet, especially in Ohio State. I think the ability to have Urban Meyer on speed dial and know the ins and outs of it, I think he'll be successful. I think his brand of football will be a little bit more physical, which I think will allow him to have success earlier.
Mm-hmm. And I think that style works in the MAC.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's essentially the Big Ten West if it was an entire conference.
Yeah, and I think you do have some run and shoot. I call them run and shoot teams, kind of spread teams. But I think where we saw with Frank Solich, mm-hmm. a physical brand of
power spread
mm-hmm. is an off-speed pitch that not a lot of teams at that level can hit. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll bring it, and he'll, you know, like he said here, and he'll enhance the program. Mm-hmm. He knows what winning's like. He's won the highest award, you know, it's an individual award, but it's a team award for the Heisman. He's won it, and he's been to the Super Bowl essentially 1 yard away from potentially winning it. And, you know, look, you know, he's had the interview for it. He's interviewed for a professional job. So that lets you know, look, I think probably Chicago has to answer, was it really a truly an interview? But I think his leadership skills got him in front of people, mm-hmm. which probably allowed him to interview better for this job. And, you know, his quote here is like, hey, look, it was a whirlwind. Last week felt like a month in terms of interviews and the process. He's like, it's not going to be easy. Got a lot of work to do. And you got to get across the finish line. So he's there, man. They had the video of him getting out of the jet last night. It was a little cold.
A little cold.
It wasn't Tennessee. Cold.
Nope.
But I don't think he's afraid of it. I think he'll mm-hmm. do well. So we wish him all the luck, no matter if I really think he was the Heisman winner or not. I think
all know he wasn't the true Heisman.
Yeah. Winner. So
they gave it to him, but
yeah. But I think
you did tackle him though in the league, right? You did get him down.
Yeah, a few times.
Okay,
he got that's me what once.
He got as long as you got him to the ground.
He got me once.
That's okay.
He got me a good one.
You recovered.
But from that
didn't
day,
end your career.
No, but from that day on, that's where it was personal. It was personal. I don't know if it was reciprocated personal. It was personal over here. He got me good, and he got me by the byproduct of Gary Walker. It's Gary's
fault. Why is it always Gary? Every story you tell is Gary. Every story, Jay.
Listen, man.
Dallas Clark, Eddie George.
Happy birthday last week to Gary Walker, but Gary was – you know what? Now you say it. It was Gary. It's Gary's fault. We're blaming everything is Gary's fault. And it really was.
But clip it and ship it to him.
Yeah. He don't care. He's a big old farmer. He's down in Alabama. He's like a pig farmer.
Good for Gary.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, but you know, but yeah, you wish him the best and stuff like that. So, anyways, we're gonna take a quick break, come back, and put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.